One thing I've learned after all these years, you're gonna save yourself a whole lot of tears. Don't try to figure out who was wrong and who was right. Got to move along, baby. Let's ride. You got to roll with the punches. Yeah, you got to go with the flow. Roll with the punches.
Yeah, you gotta roll with the punches. Hi, everybody, your old friend Mike Houlihan. Welcome back to Hibernian Radio. So glad to have this great crowd here tonight. Let me hear it. Yes. Now, ordinarily, this show is dedicated to Irish first responders. We are brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, Sheehy Funeral Home, Cork and Kerry, obviously, Fox's Pizza, Guinness, and the Chicago Firefighters Local Union, Local 2. So we're on every Saturday night, for those of you who are not aware, on WSBC 1240 AM from 7 to 8 PM. Podcast all over the world at HibernianRadio.org, and we also streaming online at GlobalIrishRadio.ie, G-I-R.ie, globally. So if you haven't been here to the show before, we're so glad you're here. Tonight's show is specifically dedicated to our new film, In Search of Weeping Jim, which is about James, the late alderman of the old 31st Ward, James Ambrose Kearns, who was the father of the Chicago flag. You can read all about him in these interesting little brochures we have. Go to our website. It's all about Jim. Dennis Kearns is an old friend of mine. We were in Ireland in 2015, and we discovered that his grandfather was the father of the Chicago flag. So we met up with his relatives, and the rest is history. The film takes you through 8 years of pilgrimages to Ireland, and we'll take you back there. But I want to point out that in addition to being a very interesting brochure, there's a QR code on here. If you're interested in donating to the film, which we would love to have it, this is a 501c3 public charity, Hibernian Media, dedicated to Irish and Irish-American culture. So it's culture, baby. So if you put your iPhone camera on that QR code, it'll take you to our site on the Indiegogo site. You can watch the great video by Liam Durkin, one of our star attractions tonight, as he wrote a song specifically about Weeping Jim, and we'll be hearing that live later in the show. So that's why we're here. We're here tonight to celebrate the making of this film, the finishing editing of this film, and also to meet, ordinarily the show is dedicated to Irish first responders, your cops, firefighters, and paramedics, who are our modern day equivalent of our mythological Irish warriors. So that's what we're all about. So our first guest tonight is a one and only Jeff Lang, a friend of ours from the Emerald Society. He's gonna get up and tell us some news about the Emerald Society for this summer, but Jeff is a long. I'll take that. Jeff is a long time retired officer from Chicago, or from Cook County Sheriff's Office, an old friend of mine, and he's been a great supporter of the show. And here he is. He's going to talk tonight about the Emerald Society. They've been very supportive of me and the show. And Jeff, welcome back to Hibernian Radio.
Holy, great to be back, man.
Okay,
great
Bill.
To be back.
And this man is Daniel Kearns, no relation to the other Kearnses.
he's Daniel Kearns. He's nothing but trouble.
So here we are. So Jeff, how's it going? And your lovely wife Kathleen is here tonight as well. We welcome her. She's also retired Cook County Sheriff's Police. And you're going to tell us all about the Rib Fest, right?
Absolutely. First of all, Holy, resume shenanigans. You can't stop the Irish. We're back. It's over.
Would someone come back and pin up this flag, please? Just kidding. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Okay.
And I just wanted to mention our good friend Rootin' Tootin' Billy Wooten.
There he is. Our producer, Bill Wooten, is here.
The guy that keeps the train on the tracks every week. Thank you for all
sort
you do, Billy.
He tries to. Yes.
Well, you talked about Ribfest, July the 19th.
Yes.
As I said, we're back. Chicago's FOP Lodge 7, 7 o'clock in the evening. We're going to have live entertainment with the Larkin and Moran Brothers.
Yeah!
1412 West Washington. All the ribs, all the Guinness, all you can eat all night long.
I was there last year. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you owe us for another plate.
What?
You kind of went over the limit a little bit.
Oh, excuse me.
Maybe another softball coming back. It'd be nice. You know what I mean?
So besides, it's a great night. I could guarantee you that.
We're going to move forward with the picnic on Sunday.
What night is Ribfest?
It's on a Monday. It's July
Monday
the 19th,
night.
A Monday
okay.
night.
There you go. Put that in your calendars.
7 o'clock.
Yep.
Right at the FOP. And then the picnic will be back in Lyons Woods up in Des Plaines, Illinois, at Des Plaines and River Road at noon.
When's the picnic?
Sunday, August the 8th.
Oh, okay. I think we were there last year, yeah.
You were?
Yeah.
I know it's another sawbuck for that one.
That was fun. Yeah. Oh, it's worth every penny, let me tell you.
Plenty.
And you know what? You're helping the Irish Police Association of the state of Illinois, so it's a good thing.
There'll be plenty to eat and drink. We'll have Guinness on tap that day as well.
Yeah.
We have a whole truck full of kegs that day, so we need
and
it.
And if you
help.
Get a DUI on the way home, it's okay, because you can just say, I was at the Emerald Society event, and they'll, you know, they'll give you a pass.
And you're in unincorporated Cook County, so I think it's okay.
Okay.
And then...
Yeah.
In September.
Ah.
The dinner dance and awards, September 11th, out of beautiful Gaelic Park.
Is this legit?
6119 West 147th Street in Oak Forest, Illinois. Cocktails
sure.
at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
We will crown the Irishman of the Year for the last 2 years.
Ah.
The one and only Mike Hooley Houlihan.
This was not a setup. For real? That's terrific. I'll be there September 11th.
So what happened, Mike Houlihan is the
I'll
man
I'll start
of the
working
year.
On my speech now.
Yes, you should. Yeah. Like we're planning on filling the place at Gaelic Store.
That's well, I'll help you fill that place. Yeah. So look, we got almost 100 people here tonight.
So if you get everybody here to follow you out to Gaelic
yeah,
Park.
Yeah, exactly.
We should be just
September
fine.
11th, we'll see you all out there at Gaelic Park for that, too.
September 11th, Gaelic Park, 6119 West 147th Oak Forest. But Mike Houlihan is the Irishman of the Year.
Thank you. 2 years running.
2 years running. You're undefeated.
How can he buy tickets, Daniel Kearns?
It's funny you mention it.
Yeah.
EmeraldSocietyOfIllinois.org, or you can contact any of the board members, or you can come to an Emerald Society event. But if you go to the EmeraldSocietyOfIllinois.org, you can purchase tickets, and you can visit our online commissary for buy shirts and hats and T-shirts, just like the one Daniel
yes,
Kearns is wearing.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Challenge coins.
And you can get all that stuff at Ribfest as well, right?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
The commissary will be available at all the upcoming events.
Okay.
So anything you need, if you need a...
And you know what? We will have a link on our podcast website where to go to get all the information about the Emerald Society and all their stuff. Cool?
So if you need a challenge coin, maybe you need a flask.
I know. What? Tell me about what's the history of the challenge coin? It's at, you're at a bar, you put it on the bar, and you say, who doesn't have one has to buy the next drink.
Exactly. If you,
okay.
The other people that are with you can't match it, they're buying.
Okay. I'm going to remember that, because I got a couple of them somewhere.
Yeah, Daniel Kearns carries six at all times.
Of course
so
he does.
He's never bought a drink in his life. So, just to keep things going. See?
Okay. Okay. All right, is that it?
That's all we got.
All right, don't forget the Emerald Society of Illinois. They do great, great things for Irish American police officers all over the state of Illinois. Proud to be the man of the Irishman of the Year.
That's you.
I'm very honored, and indeed, I am humbled by it as well, so I
there's
appreciate
a, there's
it.
There's a new Buick that normally goes with it, but
get out
they
of
stopped
here.
Making Buicks.
Yeah, okay.
So we're kind of.
Okay.
Kinda, so remember, Hooley, resume shenanigans.
All right. Here big hand for Jeff Lang from the Emerald Society. Thank
Thanks,
you,
Mike.
Jeff. God bless you. All right, now don't forget what we're here for. Later on in the show, we're going to be hearing Liam Durkin sing the great song he wrote about Jim Kearns, Weeping Jim Kearns, the late alderman, James Ambrose Kearns, who immigrated. He was born in 1871, the same year as the Chicago flag. Immigrated to Chicago when he, at the age of 13, came here. 1884, went to Ignatius. went to Kent School of Law, went to Loyola, became an alderman, city treasurer. But his most, well, we think his most important thing is he's the guy who stood up at the city council and said, Chicago should have their own flag. So don't let anybody try to tell you that the Chicago, and there's a guy who's coming up next, the history detective, you're up next. You know, the Chicago flag is an Irish thing. As champagne is to the French, the Chicago flag is to the Irish. This is a 13-year-old Irish kid who came here in 1884, got into politics, transformed America with this flag. And we are here to tell everybody, and a lot of his relatives are here tonight, right? Yes, and thanks for coming. So we're very proud of that, and it's about time the Irish claimed, the Irish diaspora claimed the Chicago flag for themselves. So don't let anybody tell you any different. And there's a lot of history in the film. You'll see it all. But also covers 8 years of trips. Now, here's a this is the history detective, Rick Barrett, who is a retired DEA agent, also a law enforcement officer. And he's also the man who discovered that the first policeman killed in the line of duty here in the city of Chicago was not someone they had. He did his homework and he found that Constable Quinn, and he fought for that for years. He got him his star on the, what is that thing?
Honored Star Case.
The what?
Superintendent's Honored Star Case.
The Honored Star Case.
In the lobby of Chicago PD headquarters.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Ricky has been a researcher on this film, an old friend of mine on the Skinny and Hooley show. He was our history detective for years. And he has a little something to tell us about this.
This is great, Hooley. I was looking at it over before
you
we got started.
You didn't see this before?
No, oh, okay. First time I ever saw it. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't forget, there's a QR code on the back.
It's really,
well, what did you discover?
What did you
did a lot of research.
You know, the first thing I wanted to find was the record in the city council where they established the commission, the mayor, Big Bill.
Big Bill Thompson.
Yeah. And
both Republicans, by the way. Big Bill Thompson and Jim Kearns.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the good old days, folks.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, has it? I don't think there's been a Republican in office since then.
No.
Since 1935.
Yeah.
But anyway, I went down to the municipal section of the Chicago Public Library, Harold Washington Library. They have a whole collection of everything that ever happened in the city council. So I knew the month and the year, and I just started flipping through, and lo and behold, there it was. The order, and James Kearns was the chairman of a...
He was appointed by Big Bill Thompson to run that committee.
Right, and there were nine guys on the committee. And you could tell Kearns was a lawyer.
Yeah.
Because the first thing he did was write a letter to the head of the library, the Chicago Public Library, and the same guy was the head of the municipal law library, and gave him some orders.
Yeah.
Orders meaning, hey, this is what we're going to do. We are going to create.
We the people.
Are going to create a Chicago flag.
Right.
And we want you, as a librarian, to do like a best practices study, if you will, and look at every city in America of a population of over 30,000 that already has a flag.
We studied vexology, I believe.
Vexology, there you go.
Study of flags, yeah.
So he did it. I mean, amazing. And he put together like a 40-page report, and he disregarded whatever the cities did poorly.
Yes.
And he kind of... piggybacked on what cities did best, and he made a complete platelet, if you will, with five different chapters to follow on how to create a Chicago flag. And they brought in, I mean, Kearns is at the helm. He's the captain of the ship. And he's just directing people on what to do and how to do it and the best way to do it and submit. So they decided, I thought the cool thing was, and a lot of cities did this, they decided on a contest. We're going to put a contest out there to create a municipal flag. And it had to be within certain parameters, you know?
This is 1915, he gave his first speech.
Yeah, 1915, a while ago. So you know what? Thousands of Chicagoans, thousands.
Applied.
Yeah, they submitted their artwork. But, you know, people never read directions.
Yeah.
They wanted it to follow certain parameters. And there were only very few within those parameters.
Finalists, yeah.
Yeah, finalists. So it got down to it. And Kearns was, you know, overseeing this whole thing from the get-go. And then they voted on which one should be it. And subsequently adopted it. But you might find this interesting. It only had 2 stars.
Yes, it had 2 stars brochure. At that time.
Yeah. And now, of course, a lot of people may know why there's 4 stars and what each star stands for.
Quickly.
Well.
The first star is Chicago Fire.
Right. First star, Chicago Fire. Second, the 400-year anniversary of discovering America, the world's Columbian
Exposition. That's right. The World's Fair.
Exposition Fair. Right. And then there is the centennial of the city of Chicago.
Century of Progress.
Century of Progress.
Yep.
And then, of course, there is, oh, I forgot.
Fort Dearborn.
Fort Dearborn was the first. But the reason I forgot that is interesting. When you look at the very first flag that Kearns put together with 2 stars
on it. With the 2 stars?
Yeah.
It's not in there.
It's not in there, you dummy. But it had 2 stars.
The QR code is in there.
And you would think, because of the way the stars are arranged today in chronological order, that the first of those 2 stars would be Fort Dearborn, the oldest. But it's not. The 2 stars in the original flag stand for the Chicago Fire and the Centennial.
Right.
That's it. And it wasn't until years later in the 19th...
They came in with the other ones.
That they came in and they went back and made Fort Dearborn.
They talk about putting the 5th star in, but yeah. I like it the way it is.
There's so many people...
And the interesting thing about it is, yes, the guy, Wallace Rice, designed it, but he's also the guy who ran the contest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So welcome to Chicago.
Okay. What's the name of that book you wrote, Uli?
And Nothing's on the Square.
Nothing's on the Square.
So, yeah, some people kind of credit him, but this flag would not exist without Jim Kearns.
No,
without
right.
Jim Kearns, there is no flag.
Well, he quarterbacked the whole project.
He quarterbacked it, that's right. Like Tom Brady, another great Irishman.
Yeah.
All right, exactly. Ricky, so there, here he is. So, unsolicited testimony.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
And you know what? We compiled over 200 original documents in it.
Yeah.
Going back to the family, Kearns family. Dennis is here. I haven't met Dennis yet.
No, he's not here, but there's a lot of Hawes here.
Mary Norris is here.
Norris is here.
She is a great-granddaughter of Alderman Kearns.
Yeah.
And in fact, her brother has the Alderman's desk.
That's right.
Packy.
Yeah, Packy.
So some of the Kearns descendants are right here with us tonight. Great.
We'll send this podcast to Dennis and tell him to send us another check. All right, thank you, History Detective.
Thanks for having me. Thanks,
God bless you, pal.
All right, brother.
All right, are you enjoying the show? By any chance, is Danny Schumacher here yet? No? Is he? He's donating a wooden craft version of the Chicago flag, plus some bottle openers that are designed on the Chicago flag. And so we're going to take a little break now, and we'll come back with some music with Liam Dirk and Jimmy Clunan. Don't forget, you can check out the QR code on here. If you have any questions during the break, please come up and ask me. Here's the other thing I'm going to tell you. The film is currently being edited. It covers 8 pilgrimages to Ireland that we made, 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, skipped 2019, but then we went back in 2020 with Dennis's son, the great-grandson. There's another great-grandson here. So it covers all those years. And then in 2017, we presented the Chicago flag to the city of Westport, County Mayo. And that's all in the film. We met one day in 2015. Dennis and I were kind of wandering around Kilmina, which is a little town next to Inishkuttle. And we happened to meet Willie Quinn, who was a long-lost cousin. He brought us back to his home in Inishkuttle. We had a whiskey, we toasted. He said, God bless the givers and the willing takers.
And he's just a terrific guy. We're back to see him again in 2018. That's in the film as well. So it's a terrific story. It's an American story. It's an Irish-American story. And we're taking credit for it, the Irish diaspora, James Ambrose Kearns. Okay, we're going to take a little break here on Hibernia Radio. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Chicago firefighters first formed an independent firemen's association in 1901. Firefighter delegates met in 1918 at the American Federation of Labor Convention to form the International Association of Firefighters. Chicago, having been the second organization to join the American Federation of Labor, they were designated as IAFF Local 2. Over the next 100 years or so, Local 2 has been tempered through turbulent times and survived to prosper. In 1980, a contentious strike almost split the union, but the Brotherhood of the Barrel prevailed. Today, it's a stronger union because of that, as Local 2 is forever negotiating benefits for their members. Ask any of the members and they will tell you, as the faces of our ranks change over time, the men and women of Local 2 will always stand steadfast in our resolve to aid and assist those who find themselves in dire situations. Our brotherhood is our bond, and we celebrate our differences as a way to better serve the citizens of Chicago and keep each other safe. For more info, go to IAFF2.org.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers are price competitive and still offer the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all of that corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Welcome back to the Flood Brothers.
Hey everybody, this is Charlotte Houlihan. Don't touch that dial. My grandpa will be right back some more Hibernian Radio. He said something about seeing a man about a horse. Sounds like I'm actually going to get that pony after all.
Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all aspects of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Irish American News, we've always been green.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
And we are back on Hibernian Radio. Yeah! We are celebrating the life and times of the late Alderman James Ambrose Kearns, Weeping Jim, known as Weeping Jim, because he would attend all, he campaigned at all the wakes and funerals, and he made such a great impression with all his compassion and condolences that he got the nickname Weeping Jim, Funeral Jim Kearns, and that's who this film is all about. So plenty of information in all these brochures and a QR code on the back to get to our thing. Now, this gentleman came out of the woodwork, Danny Schumacher contacted me. He heard about the show. He heard about our film. And he's a photographer here in Chicago. He's a Southsider. And he also has we're going to raffle it off tonight, a wooden variation of the Chicago flag. That's pretty damn cool. You can win that tonight. So get a raffle ticket. And you can also win. And we're also raffling off, what is that, a bottle opener?
A Chicago flag.
Chicago flag bottle opener. Is that cool or
Celtic
what?
Bottle opener, yes.
So, Danny, tell me, you're a photographer. What's your website if somebody wants to go look at your stuff?
Just on Facebook and Instagram at Shoe Crew.
Shoe Crew. S-C-H.
Yeah. German name, but an Irish home is what I grew up in.
Oh, well, I went to high school with Jerry Schumacher from Mount Carmel. So the Schumachers are great South Side people. Absolutely.
So, I had a photography business from 2006 to 2015. I did weddings, events, sports, team and individuals. Had all the local Southwest Side grammar schools I did work for.
Good for you.
And then in 2015... I was working for the phone company, and they sent me all across the country all the time, so I couldn't really do it anymore.
Yeah,
I was making a lot of overtime, so I had to shut it down at that point. But they asked us to leave, about 15,000 of us from the phone company, with a very large amount of money. And somebody does that, offers you a lot of money to leave.
You take it.
So I left in 2019. And went to school for woodworking.
Oh, no kidding.
Woodworking 101 right here in Chicago, the Chicago Industrial Art and Design Center.
Yeah.
And that's
where...
Well,
you had to be into it beforehand, though, you know.
Not as much as I am now. So yeah. The pandemic kind of forced me to go buy some tools. So then I restarted the photography business, but of course it's, you know, pandemic-wise. So I'm doing mostly commercial work, but looking forward to enjoying both of my two passions.
And he came here out of the woodwork and volunteered to help out and donated these items tonight for raffle. So God bless him, Danny Schumacher.
And go another note.
Yes.
My heritage is actually from Counties Cork and Kerry.
Cork and Kerry.
And Clare.
Oh, and Clare. All right. That's where my people are from, Clare. Yeah, yeah.
You saw the sign I did, Ennis Diamond.
No, what's
that's
the
where
sign?
My grandfather was born. It's on my...
On the website?
On the Instagram, yep. Chicago Celtics. Oh, by the way, each piece has the bug crafted by
Chicago Celtic Crafts. That's there the name of the company. Chicago right Celtic there. Crafts. Remember it if you don't win the bottle opener tonight or the flag. Very cool stuff. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be
Mike.
Seeing more of you, pal.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Thank you, Dan Schumacher.
Good luck, everybody.
Okay. Now, if you don't have a raffle ticket, you better go get one now because you could look at that cool stuff you could get. Now, we're going to, Billy, we are going to move on to the obits. For those not familiar with the show, you got to have the Irish obits every week. So I usually say, you know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue, I look in the window at Ken's, Wrong's, Hearts, or any of these great Irish saloons like the Cork and Kerry, and I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, holy, who died?" Okay. Marty McLaughlin, 69, formerly of Lamont, born and raised in Buncrana County, Donegal, Ireland. Beloved husband, there we go, a little Danny boy in the background. Beloved husband of Noreen McLaughlin and the father of Danny, Jason, Stephen, and Elaine. God rest his soul, Marty McLaughlin. 69. Bernadine F. Gushurst, 89. Beloved wife of the late Donald Gushurst, whom she married in 1952, and the loving mother of Thomas, Donald, William, Dennis, and Kenneth. Now you might wonder, how the heck did Gushurst get into our obit show? Because she had a shamrock in her obit, that's why. So that's why she's in there. And then finally, well, wait. One more, Margaret Durkin. Margaret Durkin, now we got some Durkins here tonight. Age 78, born in Chicago. She married John Durkin in 1966.
Margaret was Chicago public school teacher and then travel agent for 30 years. Survivors include her husband, John, children, Maureen, and Kevin. God rest her lovely soul, Margaret Durkin, age 78. Now, finally, good friend of mine, Peter Brady from Kilkenny. He and his brother, Eamon, and their sister, Margaret, had the group Brogue for years and years and years. They owned the Kilkenny Castle over on Central. Pete's an old pal. He's been on our show, our Irish pub. He was on the Skinny and Hooley show for years. Anyway, his wife Paula died last week. I didn't know this till yesterday. Paula Brady, age 69, beloved wife of Peter Brady, loving mother of Stephen, Fiona, Orla. Paula was born in 1951. It's a storied 32-year career at Neiman Marcus Northbrook, running public relations, hosting hundreds of the most beautiful and successful events the North Shore has ever seen. God rest her lovely soul, Paula Brady, and my condolences to all the Bradys. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with some music, and I need a pint. So we'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150. When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRock, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all aspects of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Irish American News, we've always been green.
Hey folks, Charlotte Houlihan here. Did you know that Hibernian Radio is now streaming worldwide on Global Irish Radio? Every Saturday night at 7 p.m. or 1 a.m. in Ireland. Yes, the Irish are always way ahead of us. Check it out at globalirishradio.com or capital GIR.IE.
Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth. Fox's Pizza.
For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly institution at 99th and Western, as well as in Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. You got the best of both worlds. Still owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose mom and dad, Frank and Teresa, bought the Western location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. They opened the doors in Orland at 73 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. You'll recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, whose great times have been celebrated for generations of Chicagoland Irish. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner, whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza. It's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Beverly at 773-239-3212 or in Orland Park at 708-349-2111. They're proud sponsors of Hibernian Radio and all Irish first responders. Mention this show for a free toothpick. Gotta love that Fox's pizza.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers are price competitive and still offer the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all of that corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Welcome back to the Flood Brothers.
And we are back. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Hibernian Radio. So glad you are all joining us tonight in celebration of the Chicago flag, which is an Irish-American thing. All right, now, this is my old friend Liam Durkin. He is here tonight to play a song that he wrote for the film. Later on, if you'd like to see how it's featured in the film, put your camera on the QR code, go to our Indiegogo site, you can watch it. It opens the Indiegogo campaign, but he's gonna do it live tonight. The legend, Weeping Jim, is that the name of this? All right, here's Liam. He wrote this, sings it, performs it, and then he's gonna do some more music for us. Please welcome Southside Irish legend himself, Liam Durkin.
Burn on the cold January in 1871, on a Thailand island off Mayo, it's where his journey just begun. 13 years later, on a voyage across the sea, searching for something he imagined in his dream. Not much was carried in this young lad's tote sack. Was heading to America, the clothes on his back. He soon found himself a home, and he found himself a name. The city of Chicago, it's where James gained his fame. Well, Weeping Jim told us we need to symbolize our pride, for it's here in Chicago, it's where we'll live and where we'll die. The father of the flag is the name they gave to him. Proud, loyal, and ready, the legend, Weeping Jim. Hard work and great faith is what paved Jim's way. Was a man of his word on any given day. You'd catch them out awake, giving compassion and support. Jim had a way about him, and he never came in short. Weeping Jim told us we need to symbolize our pride, 'cause here in Chicago is where we'll live and where we'll die. The father of the flag is the name they gave to him. Proud, loyal, and ready, the legend, Weeping Jim. It's proud, loyal, and ready, the legend, Weeping Jim.
This one's called Sean South from Gary Owen. Sad of the homes around Gary Owen, since they lost their gallant pride, but the banshee cries rings every vale along the Shannon side. That city of the ancient walls and the broken treaty stone, undying shame surrounds your name, Sean South from Gary Owen. T'was on a drear, renew your scene, when the shade of light came down. Was lorry loads of volunteers approach the border town? There was men from Dublin and from Cork, Fermanagh and Tyrone, but their leader was a Limerick man, was south from Gary Owen. As they moved along up to the barrack door, for they scorned the danger they might face, their fated light in store. They were fighting for old Ireland, face their very own, and the bar gallant band was south from Gary Owen. But the sergeant foiled the darling plan, he spied them through the door. Then the stench of guns and rifles hailed the death it did pour. Border town and one from Gary Owen. Well, no more hear the seagull cry on the murmuring Shannon side, for he fell beneath the northern sky, brave Hanlon by his side. A martyr for old Ireland, Sean South from Gary. south from Gary on. Hey!
Thank you very much. Huli wanted to sing this one, but I told him, maybe next time. Before the wind, all so young in the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won. We sailed to the mystic. Hark now, hear the sailor cry. Smell the sea, feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, know I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I want to hear it. I want to hear it. You know, I want to rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back days of the old. And together we will flow into the mystic. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I want to hear it. I don't want to fear it. You know, I want to rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back days of the old. And together we will flow. Big stop now. All right. The Cloonster, everybody. All right, even though he's not here, we'll do this one for Skinny Sheehan.
while on prison wall, I heard a young girl calling, Michael, they've taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. A prison ship lies waiting. I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebel, you cut me down. Now you must raise your child.
Let me hear you if you know it.
Long line of field of Afton Wright, where once we watched small free birds flying. Our love was on the wing. We trained the songs to sing. It's a lonely round the feet of Afton Wright. By lone prison wall, she watched the last star falling. As a prison ship sailed out against the sky, for she lived. Hope and pray for love in Botany Bay. So lonely on the fields of Afton Wright.
One more time.
So lonely round the fields of Afton Wright.
Jimmy Clunin there.
All right, we'll do one more, a little peppier one here.
The trade I was found, and many hours of sweet happiness I spent in that neat little town. Well, a sad misfortune came over me, caused me to stray from the land.
far away from my friends and companions, betrayed by the black velvet band. Let's hear it. Say her eyes shone like diamonds, I swear she the queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Well, I took me a show at this pretty fair maid and a gentleman passing us by. I knew she meant the doing of him by looking a ravished dark eye. Well, I go what she take from his pocket and put it right into me hand. And the very next thing that I caught was bad luck to that black velvet band. Say her eyes shone like diamonds, yes, swear she the queen of the land. Her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. In the jury, next morning I had to appear. That judge, he said to me, young man, your case it is proven quite clear. We'll give you 7 years penitentiary to spend far away from the land, far away from your friends and companions, betrayed by the black velvet band. Say her eyes shone like diamonds, yes, swear she the queen of the land. Her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Say her eyes shone like diamonds, swear she the queen of the land. Her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
All right.